The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Had one of our listeners ask me earlier today about social justice and organizations like the Sojourners. Yes, the folks in the social justice movement are all about love, peace, inclusion, compassion. Oh, yeah. Well, unless you disagree with them. I've been saying this for years, and it's true. The people who talk most about love and tolerance and inclusion practice it the least. Can I give you an illustration? I've talked to you before about an organization called Vote Common Good. Vote Common Good is a sub-organization under the Sojourners, Jim Wallace's social justice group. And Vote Common Good was organized, formulated, instituted to defeat Donald Trump, to tell everybody how wicked he is and how wonderful Joe Biden is. It was all about politics. And so I thought, and I get emails from them all the time. I get emails from Sojourners all the time as well. Sojo Mail. I get those all the time. Well, I thought after the election was over, Vote Common Good would go away. And I wouldn't be getting any more emails from them about how terrible, horrible, how evil, how wicked Donald Trump is, and how saintly and wonderful and angelic Joe Biden is. But I was wrong, because they're not finished with Donald Trump. These people who talk constantly about love and peace and loving everyone. And this organization that's constantly condemning the hate of the right and conservatives, because we liberals are all about acceptance and toning down the rhetoric and just being peace-loving and kind. Yeah, really? Well, no, they have not gone away, because they are not finished punishing Donald Trump. They now have a petition. I got this email last evening from Vote Common Good. Subject line: sign this petition tonight and help us hold Trump accountable. It begins, Bob, as citizens of the United States and people of faith, we call on the Senate to find Donald John Trump guilty of the article of impeachment, incitement of insurrection, and as a consequence of being found guilty, he be barred from holding public office in the future. Now, these are the people that are always talking about justice, social justice, rights. Now again, think about this. The impeachment of Donald Trump in the House of Representatives had no witnesses, no hearings at all. None. None. Not one witness was brought in. There was not one piece of evidence presented. There were no hearings. There were no testimonies. There were just speeches about how evil and terrible Donald Trump is, and he has to be destroyed forever. Now, remember, these are the people that are always talking about love and peace and understanding and forgiveness, unless you disagree with them. And then we will destroy you. So not only do they want him to be found guilty with no witnesses, no hearings, no evidence, they want him to be barred from holding public office forever. The petition goes on. We must see a clear-eyed call of accountability following the January 6th insurrection. And it says, I hereby call on the Senate of the United States to find Donald John Trump guilty of the impeachment charge of incitement of insurrection. As a consequence of being found guilty, he is barred from holding public office in the future. Now, seriously, my honest question. Is that justice or is that revenge? Is that justice or is that revenge? And then they include the entire text of the impeachment, and it's only one article. Article 1, incitement of insurrection, January 6th, count the votes, okay. I'm reading through it. He also willfully made statements that encouraged and resulted in lawless action in the Capitol. If you don't fight, you're not going to have a country anymore. That is so dumb. Have you ever heard a politician give a speech longer than 10 minutes where they're not talking about fighting? I'll fight for you. We got to fight together. We got to fight, fight, fight. Oh, my goodness. Now, I'm looking through the articles of impeachment. Again, I've read this, but let me just scan it real quick. I'm wondering if they quote where he says, we're going to go peacefully to protest at the Capitol. Oh, let's see. Nope, 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 nope. There's nothing there about that. Vote, common. And I'm wondering, when the impeachment thing is all done over and finished, if vote common good will just go away. I don't know. But I find it interesting that they will not let this go. They want their pound of flesh. They want revenge. Has nothing to do with uniting the country. Bringing the country together has nothing to do with love and compassion. Wow. And then there is this. Then there is this. You ready for this? California, and you probably know, the folks in California are getting very, very close to having enough signers on a petition to put a recall of Governor Newsom on the ballot in California. And by the way, they've done that before. They've done that before. That's one of the ways that Arnold Schwarzenegger became governor of California, because of a recall of a previous governor. Anyway, if you want to know how bad things are in California, listen to this. Dateline, Los Angeles. Sophisticated hackers, identity thieves, and overseas criminal rings stole over $11 billion in unemployment benefits from California last year. But to the extent of the fraud might grow far larger, billions more in payments are currently under investigation. So they have confirmed that over $11 billion was stolen from California in unemployment benefits, and the research is indicating, quote, nearly $20 billion more. Another 17% is considered suspicious. When you put it all together, you ready? They already know that 10% of all of the unemployment benefits were stolen. 10%, $11.4 billion. $20 billion more, another 17% is considered suspicious. You put that together, you have 27%. One out of every $4 paid in unemployment benefits has been stolen in California. California Labor Secretary Julie Hsu said, quote, there is no sugarcoating the reality. California did not have sufficient security measures in place to prevent this level of fraud, and criminals took advantage of the situation. So she says, we weren't prepared. We didn't have the security. We are not going to sugarcoat it. Two paragraphs later, she says, but actually it was Donald Trump. It's his fault. No, I'm not making that up. She admits they weren't prepared. They didn't have the safety measures in place. But ultimately, it was Donald Trump. Yeah. They suspect 27% of all unemployment benefits paid out last year in California were fraudulent, stolen. Maybe other people other than the governor should be recalled as well.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Just a little heads up. Joy and I are going to take a little R&R coming up pretty soon. We actually begin a little vacation this coming Friday. You have some exceptional guest hosts coming up. You are going to be well taken care of. I wouldn't leave you in hands that were not thoroughly capable and qualified. Some of my guest hosts are people that you know and are familiar with, others not so much, but I promise you, you're going to have wonderful guest hosts. That begins Friday. I'll be here until Thursday. I just want to again thank you for the incredible Heartbeat International campaign from last week. You folks are just unbelievably generous. I've said it. It is not hyperbole. It is absolute truth. In Christian radio around the United States, this audience is literally famous for your generosity. It's true. Hey, you may not believe that, but it is true. You, this audience, are famous around the country in Christian radio because of your generosity. I don't think there is a Christian radio audience in America that compares to you folks. You opened up your hearts, your pocketbooks, and because of that, thousands of babies are going to be saved from abortion. So I just want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And by the way, I'll just say this quickly. We have some new sponsors on Bob Burney Live. And I know I've said this before, and maybe you don't believe it, but I absolutely refuse to endorse any company, any organization that I really don't believe in. I won't do it. In 30 years, I've made a couple of mistakes. I've endorsed someone that later I regretted. It's very rare because I do my best to check them out top to bottom, really understand before I ever tell you about them and recommend them. I talked to you about Dolbo Insurance. Tom Dolbo has honestly become a dear friend. Joy and I are just so very pleased with the service that we're receiving from Dolbo Insurance. Seriously. We recently refinanced our house with United Faith Mortgage. I'd never heard of them until I heard them on our Salem radio network. Checked them out. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I wish that we had done this years before. That's the only thing I'm sorry about. I wish we had refinanced years before. I cannot even explain how easy the process was, and it was wonderful. It was just an incredible experience, and I cannot recommend United Faith Mortgage high enough. So those are a couple of our new sponsors, and I hope you'll support them. I hope you will support the people that you hear advertised here on WRFD. In the world that we live in today, if a company, an organization, chooses to advertise on a conservative Christian radio station, they're going to get some pushback. They are. I promise you. And that's why many companies believe what we're doing and are in agreement, but they're not willing to take the risk of associating with a conservative Christian organization. And that's sad. It's tragic. But it's true. So those companies, those organizations that you hear advertised on WRFD are brave enough to say, we want to come beside a station like WRFD. Support our advertisers. It's important. We wouldn't be here without them. Hey, folks, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me today. I hope you have an absolutely wonderful evening. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.